Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you?
There's a charge on my bank account I need to have removed and figure out what it is.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name and see what's going on?
It's 28762. The name is Dennis Rainey.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And thank you for the information. Just to verify, I do have the right person up. Could you please verify your address for me?
185 Old Farm Drive, Old Fort, North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the information. It's loading up now. It'll be just one moment.
Anything that says perfect energy and my husband, they don't mix.
Yes, ma'am. It was under Melissa Rainey.
Okay. Well, that would be me, and I know that don't mix.
Yes, ma'am. And I see that this started on May 2nd. Do you remember a survey coming to your phone saying that you want a free gift of a KitchenAid? Yes, ma'am. And what had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that with receiving the free gift, it came along with the subscription of a factory direct savings store, and that's an online gadget store that you can get on to purchase different gadgets, and it also comes with a $199 gift card voucher. Yes, ma'am.
I ain't got none of that, so it's nothing but a scam, so.
Yes, ma'am.
And I pretty much remember reading that and unclicking that I did not want that subscription to. So it doesn't need to be charged. It was supposed to be a $2 charge for shipping on a KitchenAid, and none of that happened. I didn't receive anything.
Yes, ma'am. It would have got sent out to you through your let me see. Did you get ST2. Okay, yes, ma'am. I do apologize. They placed you in the contest to win the KitchenAid and within the sweepstakes for the drawing. It wouldn't be shipped or for products that have AC when they receive an entry procedure drawing, they would not be shipped or charging. All these terms and conditions. Yes, ma'am. So, due to the terms and the conditions, you were placed in a contest to win the KitchenAid, and within the KitchenAid, it came along with a subscription to that factory direct savings store. Yes, ma'am.
I need you to cancel this subscription because I'm not paying for this subscription.
Yes, ma'am, and I get it canceled for you in just one moment. And I do apologize. Now, due to those terms and conditions, I'm not able to process a full refund. But I can get you 50% back of that charge of the $56.95. And this confirmation number will be good to confirm all future charges are now canceled.
Wait a minute. You cannot give me my money back for what?
Due to the terms and the conditions, they say it's a valid charge and I'm not able to process a refund. Well, a full refund, I can get you 50% back of this charge.
And how much is that?
$31.32.
$31.32. And this is canceled.
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay, make sure it is definitely canceled, and I'll take that refund, whatever I can get. I do not want any of that.
Yes, ma'am, it's going back into your account no later than 3 to 5 business days. And I also have a confirmation number to confirm it's been canceled. Yes, ma'am.
I'm ready for that announced number.
C as in Charlie. 260-063-191.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to repeat that confirmation number back to me, or you have it?
C is in Charlie, 260-063-191.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.